What's going on? Welcome back to another episode of the Look Mum, I'm Hustling podcast. Probably the most important podcast that we've ever done.
This year?
Ever. In this entire 100 plus episode run that we've done. If you're reading the title, I'm sure it seems clickbaity. It's not clickbaity. This is the real hard facts. Unfortunately, the podcast will be coming to an end for now.
Yes, not just for now.
Indefinite. We're not too sure what we're going to do. It won't be up and running again anytime, probably soon or this year. But we might return at some point in the future.
Yeah, I would say we would return at some point in the future. We've talked about having seasons, and I think last episode we kind of talked about entering in a new chapter in our lives. And at this stage, the podcast doesn't fit, I don't think, as much as it used to. Like, we still enjoy each other. We're not going to stop bantering. We're not going to stop having conversations. It's going to be off camera, I think.
I think we've just come to a stalemate, I guess. Like, we rock up every week and we have a fun discussion, but none of the conversations we're super passionate about. A lot of the times we're kind of behind the eight ball and just searching for any article of interest. And it's not that fulfilling to talk about because we're just scraping the surface level. And a lot of the problem with that is on us. We haven't clearly defined what the show's about or what we want to talk about each and every week. And it's kind of, we're just putting very little effort into it, to be honest. And there's no reason in my eyes to keep continuing doing that, thinking that things are going to change or we're going to have a miraculous extra 50 hours each week to make the show as great as it potentially could be. It's actually taking time away from other important things that we want to spend time doing, both together and individually. So we just haven't put in the effort, I guess.
No, and we had multiple conversations over the past couple of weeks, and it's probably this week we were just really like, you know what, I think we probably just need to put a pause on it or put a pin in it for now. And it's either we invest, like we either keep doing what we're doing, which is like half-assing it essentially, searching last minute for stuff to talk about just because we've been so busy throughout the week and I hardly have a chance to consume content, and then sometimes you're just so busy or you've consumed just so much that it's kind of hard to pick. And or we spend even more time dedicated to it, which we literally don't have. So the time that we do have dedicated for it, it's not enough to make it like the best that we know it could be. And like, I really enjoy podcasting and I definitely want to do it again in the future, but I think this is like the end of season two. We had season one in the other pod room. This is season two in this room, and we kind of experimented a lot, kind of really figured out what it is that we sort of want to talk about. But towards, I don't know, maybe people have sort of noticed, like towards the last maybe like 20 episodes, like it's just very like the topics are not like, we're not super into it, if that makes sense.
It's hard for someone to get excited about the show when firstly we're excited to do the show, but we're not necessarily that excited about the topics week to week.
100%.
As I don't recall any time in the last 30 to 40 episodes where I've been excited, like, we need to hear it. I'm so excited to sit down and record this episode, like just bursting with passion about any particular topic. So it's kind of like, I don't see how there's any value transmitted to the listener other than just a place to listen to a couple banter for 30 minutes about some news about Nike or Nicki Minaj or whatever else is going on. None of it with that passionate about. And if we look back at the previous episodes, like there's only a small handful that we smile about, like having a good memory in reflection of those episodes. A lot of the stuff is just filler stuff. So it's like, what's the point? I'm sure there'll be a couple of comments here and there or people reaching out being like, don't stop it, I enjoy doing it, but it's just, it needs to be interesting and entertaining enough for us to pursue it and keep doing it. I had the vision of doing this deep until our 50s and 60s, but with this amount of effort and this level of disinterest, it makes no sense. And it's actually just taking away from other more important things in life.
100%.
And again, I mean, there's ways we could try and fix it, but we have other things we want to pursue at this time in our lives and our careers and our hustling journey. And I think it's better for everyone involved for us to go away, do our own things and hustle, and then perhaps come back with a deeper perspective on different issues in the world and business and things like that after we've gone away and built something, I guess, more substantial or learnt more lessons or just been more engrossed in other aspects of life. Because it's kind of like, I don't know, we're just kind of sitting on the sideline watching the game unfold and commenting on the game mm-hmm. as opposed to being in the game.
In the actual game itself, yeah. Like I 100% agree, which is why we're in this spot. It's never a – and that's something we've always done. We've always collaborated on these decisions. It's not like one or the other, even though like I've gotten a new position and, you know, ramping up eBay and all that kind of stuff. Like it's just – it doesn't suit us right now. Like I'm more excited. Well, I'm excited to sit down and spend time with you, whether it's on a podcast or not. And we kind of said, like, would you still have like the same level of excitement for it if we're just like sitting down and just like chatting? And I was like, probably essentially. And do I just like doing it because I can, you know, say I'm like to my friends or whatever, like, oh, I do a podcast, you know? But again, like, there's just no value in it. Just like, I mean, talking about TV shows and stuff is fun and giving our input is fun. But if we're just like scraping the surface on things, it feels like I'm wasting other people's time.
Yeah. And I mean, if we're going to scrape the surface, there's going to be 74 other podcasts that are out that day that
they're going to do heaps better
on a way deeper level. Mm-hmm. So it's, there's two sides of it. It's like, just keep doing it, grind it out, do a couple hundred more episodes and just it'll grow, it'll kind of figure itself out. But it's just not, the drive is not there. Mm-hmm. I like saying I do a podcast, mm-hmm. but like it's you like the idea of doing it, not necessarily doing it. Because if we really love doing it, we would be balls deep in research every week,
100%.
Like making it great, doing
going
all the promotion.
Going ham on promo, yeah.
I'm not that, like I enjoy doing the show and I enjoy sitting down and doing it all, but I'm not proud of it where I'm gonna, like, I don't share it on my socials because I enjoy doing it, but I'm not proud of the end result mm-hmm. necessarily that I think it's worth sharing mm-hmm. to everybody. But if I thought there was a gang of value in every episode, I would post it every other day and, you know, say, these are the highlights from the episode, these are the 10 things we discussed, this is why it's important. It's kind of just, it's just lost its momentum. Yeah. And that's completely fine. Things, you know, burn out. Books come to an end. Chapters come to an end. Mm-hmm. It's a bummer to end it, knowing that we're responsible. Like we have the ability to like revive it and put more energy yeah. into it. But there's other things we want to pursue at this moment. Mm-hmm. It's basically just like leaving a job and going somewhere else.
Yeah, just pursuing another adventure or another avenue or things like that. But again, it's like we're not going to come back to it, whether we come back to podcasting and do it solo or we come back together, you know, 3.0 in a new location, new topics or whatever. Like it's just, like I was saying, it just doesn't suit
It serves everyone better if we take the time to like make it right.
Yeah.
You said like it does feel like we're wasting people's time. And again, there'll be people who'll be like, oh yeah, it's awesome. But we know it's not. Mm-hmm. So, like, the nice words are awesome, like, cool, but, like, deep down we know it's not.
Yeah.
So, it makes more sense to come back if and when it feels ready for us, knowing that it's going to fulfill a need for us and then fill in that what we think is a lack of value mm-hmm. to the viewers, to the audience, if we think it's there. Like, there's no point just trudging through.
No, and we're big believers of, like, doing things that you're passionate about, doing things that you believe in, doing things that make you happy. You shouldn't be doing it for the sake of doing it. Like, I don't want to be doing it because, like, oh, we reached, like, 100 episodes. Now let's try and get to 100 more. And it's just, like, a number. It's just, like, a goalpost to hit. Mm. Like, I want to be able to actually, like, get fulfilled from the journey itself. It's not really about, we're never about the end goal.
Yeah.
And we've talked about Infinite Game, all that kind of stuff. It's more about like the journey. But at the moment, it just feels like same. Like there's nothing like growing. There's nothing like exciting sort of happening. It's just like
there's a few reasons for that because we're not niched down necessarily. We're kind of all over the shop, which is completely fine. But we don't have enough time to go deep into a topic to give a general or a more nuanced perspective or thought behind it or a deeper discussion other than just reading an article. Mm-hmm. And it's purely just we're trying to do too much at once. And we've talked about this the last two episodes is pursuing the great idea as opposed to the five good ideas. Mm-hmm. This is just one of the good ideas.
Yes.
And it's slowing other aspects down, I think.
Yeah.
And we might only record for 30 minutes or an hour, but maybe the night before we're in a stressful, not stressful, but like a pressured mindset to try and find four or five articles that we might potentially chat about at a surface level. So there's just like the daunting task of doing that, and then the extra time to do the promo and everything else. And this is first world problems. We're complaining about doing a fucking podcast.
I know.
But it's more just like the couple of hours beforehand, the hour doing it, the couple of hours after. It might add up to 5 hours on paper, mm-hmm. but there's also the mental baggage of that mm-hmm. on top of that. So it's actually more than technically the hours that you're putting into the work, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And I think the removal of that will mean everything else that we want to do will just be amplified and hopefully have more meaning and more value to us mm-hmm. as opposed to doing this.
Yeah.
It's first world problems to be like, oh, we can't bring value to a podcast. Like,
yeah,
it is what it
is. That's all like the podcast equipment and stuff. But like, we just kind of ranked it like, where do we put it in like our priority list of things that we love to do or things that we want to do?
We can't do 8 things at each at once. We can probably handle 3 or 4.
Yeah.
And this is at the lower end of that right now.
Yeah, this is like number 3 or 4. Like for me, I literally only have time to do maybe 2 things. You, a little bit of extra time. But even then, like just going through and like it's just to give it its due course and like to give it like its proper, I don't know, just like what it actually deserves. Mm. Just don't have the energy or the space for it.
And the other major point that led us to this decision as well is the ability for growth. Mm-hmm. There's not a lot that we're adding to our repertoire each week by doing this. We're becoming a little bit better at speaking, but it's not like every week we're coming in and being like, oh, make sure you don't do your likes and your ends and your arms. Okay, how can we make the conversation better? How can we be a better communicator? How can we articulate better? We're not working on skills. Mm-hmm. We're kind of just coming in,
talking
for an hour, knocking it out.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of growth and skill set development mm-hmm. in its current formation, whereas if the time was reallocated to other projects and hobbies, that is like a way bigger opportunity to improve skill sets in any number of avenues.
100%. It's just turned into like a box checking activity.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I've done the pod, check. You know, got the timestamps, check. Got the title,
yeah.
Check. Like there's nothing creative about it anymore. So,
yeah. It is what it is.
And it's like, it's not like it's never going to come back, but I have a feeling it's going to be at least longer than 6 months. So,
all right. Well, yeah. Archie's already barking. So we're going to leave this Archie barking in because normally it's edited out.
Yes.
This is what we're dealing with every episode, which adds to the extra pressure as well.
I know.
But thank you all for listening to all 100 and this is 12 episodes.
Yes.
Hopefully we'll be back in the future, but we don't really know what's happening.
Yeah.
Appreciate you. Love you all. You can find us on our individual social media platforms. We'll drop it all in the description and stuff.
Yeah. Appreciate you all for coming along for our journey, and we look forward to seeing you in the next chapter.
All right. Love you guys. Bye. Keep hustling.
Thanks.